Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedjin Daf Mem, we're starting right at the top at the beginning of the brand new Perek, and today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an aliyah. So we continue discussing the Nefashah's case. We have Adim giving testimony about a fellow and how he should be Chayav Misa. Now we move on to all the details. The Mishnah says, Hayu Bayit Kanai Son B'Sheva Chakirois, they would check them with seven Chakirois, seven inquiries or questions, in order to determine exactly when this thing took place. And here are the seven questions. Number one, Be'ezah Shavua. Which Shavua? This does not mean week. This refers to a Shemitah cycle. We know that Yovel is a 49-year cycle. And within Yovel, there's seven Shemitah cycles. 7 times 7 is 49. So number one, the Edom are asked, which Shavua was it? Which set of Shemitah, which set of 7 years was it in the 49-year cycle? Number two is Be'ez Shana. Which year was it in the Shemitah cycle? Be'ez Chodesh. Which month was it? Be'kam B'Chodesh, what day of the month? Be'ez Yom, what day of the week? Be'ez Shah, at what time was it? And Be'ez Makom, where was it? Now, the reason why all these questions have to be asked is because we know that when they give their testimony, it has to be Edus Shiachal Azima, a testimony that we have to be able to be Mazim the Edom. And remember, being mazim the Edom is when we have other Edom coming and saying, Imanu ha'yisem makom pleni, you were with us at a totally different place at the time that you claimed it happened. So we have to know precisely when it happened in order to be able to mazim them properly. Now, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Be'ezu yoyim, be'ezu shah, be'ezu makom, we only ask what day, what time, and which place, and we don't ask other questions. And the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Yossi is arguing. Now, after these seven questions we ask, there's more questions that they're going to ask. Makir natem isai, do you recognize him? Do you know who he is? Meaning, did you know the victim? Hitartem bai, did you warn him? Meaning, did you warn the assailant? Let's say the person that served Avad Zara, and that's what they're testifying about. The Dayanam asked Edim, as me Avad, who did he serve? Meaning which Avad Zara? Uba met Avad, and how did he serve Avad Zara? The Mishnah continues, call Mari Bedikas, Harizim Meshubach. And he bezdin, then increases Bedikas, and they ask more and more questions. That's praiseworthy. And Maisa, there was a story, Ubadi Ben Zakai, Bokse Te'enim, the Ben Zakai is referring to Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakai. He asked about the stems of the figs. They had claimed that happened underneath the fig tree, so he asked, what about the stems of the figs? Were they thick or thin? And it seems to be that's a great question to ask. The Mishnah goes on to explain, Mabin Chakir Sol Bedikas, what's the difference between Chakira and Abdika. These are all different types of questions, but what's the difference between them? The answer is Chakira is Echor Omer Eni Adea Idusim Tela. By Chakira, it's these first questions that we were speaking about. If one of the Edom says, I don't know, their Edus is Batal, because Edus Yatu Yachal Azima, you can't be Mazim the Edom, because they don't know that particular thing. So the whole Edus is Batal. Let's say there's 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 Edom, the whole thing is thrown out the window. Whereas Bedika is in other questions that are not the ones that we just mentioned above, Echor Omer Eni Adea, if somebody says, I don't know, Vafil Shnaim Omer Eni Yadin, even if both Edom say, we don't know the answer to that question, Idusim Kayamas, it's still valid. Lastly, Echad Chakiras ve'Echad Bedikas, b'zman she'machishim ze'ezeh, Edusim b'teila. Whether it's Chakiras or Bedikas, if the Edom contradict each other, then their Edus is batal. Now here we have some troubleshooting. Let's say, Echad Oyer Mishnayim b'chadesh, ve'Echad Oyer Mishloish b'chadesh. One Ed said it happened on the second of the month, and the other Ed said it happened on the third of the month. Edusim kayamas, it's still valid. They're not contradicting each other. Why is that? She'zeyedeh b'bur shalchadesh, ze'enedeh b'bur shalchadesh. This one, the first Ed, he knew that the previous month was extended, and that it was a 30-day month, and that means that the thing that they saw happen was on the second day of the new month, not on the third day. But the second aid didn't know that the previous month was extended. He thought it was a 29-day month, as that's why he thought that this thing happened on the third day of the new month, but they're not contradicting each other. This is a normal thing to be mistaken about. However, Zayim B'Shleish and Zayim B'Chamisha, if one said it happened the third day, the other one said it happened the fifth day, Idusim B'Teila, then their Edus is Batal, because there's no way to explain how they're talking about the same thing. It must be they're contradicting each other. Another situation, Echad Oyer B'Shteishas, Echad Oyer B'Shalishas, if one said it happened 2 hours into the day, the other one said it happened 3 hours into the day, Idusim Kayemes, that's valid, because a person will make such a small mistake. But Echad Oyer B'Shalishas, if one said it happened the third hour, the other one said it happened the fifth hour, Edusim B'Teila, their Edus is Batal, because people don't make such a mistake of 2 full hours, and therefore we're going to throw their Edus out. Whereas Rabbi Yudamer, he says, Kayames, no, it is valid, a person will make a mistake of 2 hours. However, if one said it happened the fifth hour of the day, the other one said it happened the seventh hour, Edusim B'Teila, then their Edus is Batal, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that? In the fifth hour of the day, the sun is still in the eastern part of the sky, it hasn't passed midday yet. But in the seventh hour, the sun already has moved to the western part of the sky because it's already past Chatzos, past midday, and therefore if one said it happened at 11 o'clock and the other one said it happened at 1 o'clock, that's the 5th hour and 7th hour, then their Edus is Batal. Now what happens next? Afterwards, Machnisus Hasheni, we bring in the second Ed, Ubayt Kenosei, we check him, if it turns out their words are on par with each other, we start discussing the case with his Chos. As we've mentioned previously, we always want to start out to try to acquit the accused. Now, let's say one of the Edim says, I have his Chos for him, or one of the Talmidim watch says, Yesh Lamed Al Chayva, I have a Chayv for him. Mishas Kenosa, we quiet him and wouldn't listen. But let's say, Amar Echad Min HaTalmidim, if one of the Talmidim said, Yesh Lamed Al Chos, I have a Chos for him, Malon Oysoi, we bring him up to the dais with all the other Dayanim, Umashivan Oysoi Benayin, we sit him among them, and he doesn't go down from there the entire day, even if we're not going to end up listening to what he says. But if what he said has good, it has mamish to it, there's something there, something of substance, so then we are going to listen to him and we're going to make that as part of the discussion. Even if the accused himself says, I have his chus for myself, Shemalei will listen to him, Uvat Shesh Mashu Bidvarv, but it has to be there's mamash, it has to be substance to what he's saying. Now, Vimatsulai's chus, if they find his chus for him, Patru. So they patr him, they let him go. Vim lav, if not, Mavir Nasil Machar, we move the din to the next day, as we've mentioned before, it's called Halana's din. We can't be Machayev him the first day, we have to sleep on it. And what happens when there's Halana's din? Umizdavgan Zuga Zugais, the Dayanim break up into different pairs. They don't eat so much. They don't drink wine the whole day either. They have discussions. They go back and forth the entire night discussing this din. The next day, they get up early. They come to Bezin. Somebody who was Mizake yesterday, he says, I'm a Mizake, and I still remain as a Mizake. Adain who's a Mechayev says, I was a Mechayev yesterday, and I'm still Mechayev now. Somebody who was previously Melamed Chayva is allowed to switch to Zchos. Somebody who was Melamed Chos is not a switch to Melamed Chayva now. They made a mistake in their words. So Shnei Sefer Adyonim is Kir Noisai. The two Sefer Adyonim, the two court scribes who were there yesterday writing everything down, are going to remind him that you said differently yesterday. Now, if they find the Chos for the fellow, they patr him. Vimlav, if not, I'm the Luminion. They stand up to make a count and they basically take a vote of all the Dayanim. Okay, here we are. We finally come to a conclusion. Let's see how many say yay and how many say nay. Now, remember, the Bezin is 23. So Shnei Masar Mezakin, Vachan Asar Mechayvin. If 12 acquit and 11 convict, Zakai, the fellow is acquitted, he's fine, even though we only have a majority of one. However, Shemasar Mechayvin, Vacharasar Mezakin, if 12 convict and 11 acquit, Vafilo Acharasar Mezakin, Vacharasar Mechayvin, even if it's even, it's 11 and 11, Vachoraimer Enidea, and one says, I don't know, Vafilo Esmushnai Mezakin or Mechayvin, even if 22 out of 23 are Mezaka, or 22 out of 23 are Mechayv, Vachoraimer Enidea, but one says, I don't know. So in all these situations, Yesifu Adayanin. We have to add on to the Dayanim, Bekam Basifin, how many do we add on? Shnaim Shnaim, we keep on adding on two judges, Ad Shem Vechod, until we reach 71. If they're going to be Mechayv him, convicting him, we need to have a majority of two. It's not enough to have a majority of one. So we keep on adding on to Dayanim because maybe we're going to end up having a majority of two to convict. Now let's say we reach a total of 71 Dayanim and 36 are Mezake and 35 are Mechayev, Zakai, so fellow Zakai, because we only need a majority of one to acquit him. Whereas 36 Mechayevin, Mezakin, if 36 are Mechayev and 35 are Mezake, we don't have our majority of two. Don Elu Kneged Elu, they continue having this discussion, Achir Echem Mechayevin, Dera Mezakin, until one of the Mechayvin sees the truth in the words of the Mezakin and they flip the din. And we had explained previously they could flip the din the other way as well. One of the Mezakin could see the words of the Mechayvin and then there's going to be a majority to convict, but the Tana was just speaking for the positive and that's why he said until one flips to the good. And now going all the way back to the beginning of the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Manan Amili, how do we know this? How do we know that there's these seven questions that have to be asked? And Amar Rav Yehudi answers, the Amar Kakaz Pasuk says as follows. In regards to an Irani Dachas, a city that served the Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, Vidarashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. And this referring to three questions. Vidarashta is one question, chakarta is another question, and sha'alta heitev is a third question. Sha'alta itself just means to ask. That itself doesn't imply that there's a specific question that needs to be asked. So it's v'sha'alta heitev that tells us a third question needs to be asked. V'aymer, another Pasuk, in regards to an individual serving of Avodah Zarah, it tells us, v'hugat l'cha v'shamata, v'darashta heitev, and v'darashta over here is telling us about two more questions. V'aymer, another Pasuk says, by Edim Zayman, v'darshu ha'shaiftim heitev. So the v'darshu heitev over here also is referring to two more questions, three in the first Pasuk, and then two and two. That's a total of seven questions that need to be asked in the Din and Fasha's case. So the Gemara Mehmet Beis on top asks, v'ayma, chad chad ked chsiva. Maybe each one is by itself, like it's written. Dim Kinnik is really so, like you're saying, l'chtevin rachmanim chadha. The Pasuk just write it all in one Pasuk. We have three different Pasukim, three questions in one Pasuk, two in this one, two in another one, and we're trying to combine them all to say that every Din and Fasha's case needs seven questions asked. But why is that? Maybe by Irani Dachas, three questions need to be asked. By Edim Zayman, two. By an individual serving of Edzara, two. Not seven altogether. If it was supposed to be seven altogether, it should just be said in one Pasuk. So my answer is no. Kim de Kulu Bahadi Hadadi Ksiva, since they're all written basically the same, they all use the same wording, Mehadadi Yalfi, they can be learned from each other. And the Kim de Yalfi Mehadadi, since they can be learned from each other, Kamad Chsib Bahadadami, it's as if they're written in the same Pasuk. This is all because every Pasuk has the word Jerisha in some form or another. Since they're all basically using the same word, we can all learn them from each other. Ask them, how can you say that? Vahali Dami Ladadi. These three Pasukim are still not comparable to each other, and the simen of the questions that we're going to ask is Palat Saif Hasra. And how are we going to show that they're different than each other? Well, Irani Dachas, Lahanach Tatu Ladamya, Irani Dachas is different than the other two, Shekin Mimon and Palat, because the other two people, not the Irani Dachas, their money is saved. The person gets killed, but nothing happens to their money, as opposed to Irani Dachas, everything gets destroyed, including their money. And Avodah Zarah, Lahanach Tatu Ladamya, Avodah Zarah is not comparable to the other two, Shekin Besayif, because the other two get Saif, and somebody who serves Avodah Zarah doesn't. And Edim Zayim, Lahanach Tatu Ladamya, Edim Zayim is not comparable to the other two, Shekin Suicham Hasra. The other two need Hasra, and by Edim Zayim, they don't need Hasra. So the Gemara answer is you're right. It's a different limud. But heitev heitev yalfina me'adadi. We learn gzeir shava heitev heitev. All these pesukim say the word heitev, and therefore we have this gzeir shava. And gzeir shava mufne. It's an open gzeir shava. Dilei mufne. If it wasn't open, ikel mifrak, we could always ask a question. Now this is an important yisoid by all gzeir shavas. It has to be gzeir shava mufne. The word that we're using for the gzeir shava has to be open. It has to be extra and not necessary for anything, because if it was necessary for something else, then that means that we can ask a question on it and knock the gzeir shava away. But this gzeir shava mufne, the word hetev in the pasuk is totally extra. It's free, and therefore we could use it for the gzeir shava. And we'll continue discussing this. La'aye, indeed, it's true. Afnui mufne, it is totally extra. It's open. The pasuk should really just say v'darshi v'chakru. V'shani kro b'diburi. The pasuk changes. It says something different than usual. Behetiv. It adds this word hetiv on shma minol afnuye. It must be that it's open. It's extra. We have this word hetiv that teaches gzeir shava, that all three pesukim are learned from each other, and that means that we're going to add 3 + 2 + 2, telling us that all the nefashas cases need 7 questions asked. Ask the gemara v'akati mufnim tzad echad hu. It's only mufne. It's only open from one side, because bishlim hanach tarti. We understand these two meaning avod zarin edim zaymin mufne hu. It's extra. Mishum d'havol mechtav. Because really, the pasuk should have just said vidarashta, but instead it says vidarashta or vidarshu hetev. So the word hetev is totally extra, and therefore, at least by Avodah Zarah and Edim Zayman, you're right. The word hetev is gzeir shava. Elo yirani dachas ma'avol mechtav. By the pasuk of yirani dachas, what do you want it to say? Haksiv akulu. It already says all of them. Remember, the pasuk of yirani dachas had said 3 lashanas: vidarashta, v'chakarta, v'shaalta hetev. So we already mentioned drisha and chakira, and then the word v'shaalta hetev is clearly telling us about another question that has to be asked, and it's not extra. We need the word hetev for the pasuk. So all 3 hetevs aren't extra. And the Gemara says, no, Hasam Nami, even over there by Aaron Dachas, Afnui Mufne, it still is extra. Since the Pasuk should have said Darsh Tidrash or Chakar Tachkar, Vishani Kabadibure, but the Pasuk changed its word, Behetev, by using the word Hetev, Vishalta Hetev, Shmamin Alafnui, we see it's extra as well over here. It's open to be darshan from, and so we have a fine Gzeir Shava, Hetev, Hetev, Hetev. Now continue to discuss the specifics, because really we only have these 3 things that are mentioned in the Psukim, namely, Irani Dachas, Edim Zaymin, and an individual doing Avodah Zarah, that the 7 questions should be asked. But what about all other Chavim Mises Bezdin? As that's why we continue darshaning, somebody deserves Chenek is going to be learned based off a Kal Chaymer from Skila and Hereg, that Edom in the Chenek case are going to be asked these 7 questions. We know that Skila is the most Chayim Misa, and we see that by Skila we're going to ask the Edom these questions. It's important to emphasize over here that these questions turn out to be a Kula, because we're grilling them, asking them all these specific questions, and if they mess up on even one of them, the whole Edom is a bottle. So if we see that even by the most Chayim Misa, Skila, we're going to ask them these questions, so for sure, Chenek, which is a less chomer one, we're going to ask these questions as well. Furthermore, also Nisrafim Kal Chayim and Niskalin, Nisrafim, those are supposed to get Strefa, that's also learned from those who get Skila. And so we've covered all the Mises Bezdin. Ask the Gemara, Hanichle Rabbanon to Amri Skila Chamura. This is all going according to Rabbanon, who hold that Skila is more chomer. This is Machlokes later on, which one is the most chomer Misa. So Rabbanon hold that Skila is most chomer, so we can learn from Skila to the other ones. El Reb Shimon to Amr Sefer Chamura, but according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Strefa is the most chomer, Michael Mamer, what can we say? How could we learn that we're going to ask the Edom these questions by a Strefa case if the Pasuk is only talking about Skila, which is on a lower level than Strefa? So Gemara says, right, El Amar Rav Yehuda, rather Rav Yehuda says, to answer Rav Meir, the Pasuk says, V'hine emes nachain, and another Pasuk says, V'hine emes nachain. One of them is by Avodah Zarah, the other one's by Yirani Dachas, and these Lashonis of emes nachain add in another 2 questions. The understanding is like a Drisha and Chakira, and Hachatzre, so that's a total of 11 Lashonis of questions that have to be asked. Shev L'Shev Chakirais, 7 is for the 7 that we've mentioned previously. Dal Tlas Gzeir Shava, take away 3 Lashonis for the Gzeir Shava. Pashalu Chada, that means there's 1 left. So Rav Shimon, so Yinus Rafin, according to Rav Shimon, that last Lashon is coming to include that we ask all these questions to people who are going to be chayav strefa. And Rabbanu, what do they do with this other one? Mils da asmi kavu chaymer. They hold that something that could be learned through kavu chaymer, tarch because of lakra, the pasuk will mention anyway. So there's no question there, Rabbanu. However, Magaz bar Rabavo, Rabavo said very sharp things about this, and he asks as follows: Ema, why did I say lasu yishmeid chakiros? This last lashon, this extra one, is not used by Rab Shimon for strefa. It's used to say that there's an 8th question, shmeid chakiros, not 7 but 8. Now the immediate response to that is ushmeid chakiros meika. Is there really 8 chakiros? There isn't 8 questions to be asked. So Gemara knocks that away. Alam aloy, why not? We can always include that they ask what part of the hour did this thing happen? The beginning part, the middle part, the end part of the hour? And that's a valid question. We actually have a brice like this, that they would ask the Edom 8 questions, not 7. And we analyze this. This is going to Rabbi in Shitas Rameir, Domer holds, that a person doesn't make a mistake whatsoever. And even according to this other Lashon, that says a person will make a slight mistake, Shapir, this makes sense. Then we can ask them what part of hour did it happen, and since a person doesn't make a mistake at all, or only make a slight mistake, so that's a good question to ask. El Abai Alib Rabbi Yehuda, but in Abai's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, Damru holds, Adam Toya Chatzi Shah, that a person will make a mistake of even a half hour, Ula Rava the Amr To in Shituva, or according to Rava, holds that people will make a very big mistake in timing, Michael Mamer, what can we say? That's not a valid question to ask them. Even if we ask them, what part of the hour did it happen, and one says in the beginning, and the other one says in the end, that's not a discrepancy, that's not a stira, because people will make a very big mistake. And so it doesn't show that they're contradicting each other. El rather, we could say, what's this 8th lashon coming to include? Lasu Bekam B'Yovel, to ask what year of the Yovel cycle did it happen in? There's 49 49 years of the Eva cycle, tell us what year it happened in, 32, 46. And that's what they would have to say. Ask the Gemara, Hainu Beis Shavua. That's the same thing as Eza Shavua. That's the first question we ask them, Eza Shavua. What cycle of the Yovel? El rather, Lasu Be'eza Yovel. Really, this extra word, this last drush that we could use, is coming to tell us that we asked them, what Yovel was it in? Was it the second Yovel coming into Eretz Yisrael? Was it the 10th Yovel after coming into Eretz Yisrael? What 49-year cycle was it? And that's the question that we're going to ask them. Now, V'idach Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of this, he says that this extra word is coming to tell us about Nisrafin, Kivin Dom Be'eza Shavua. He holds that since we ask what Shavua, what Shemitah cycle within the Yovel is it, Loi Be'eza Yovel, we don't have to ask which Yovel it was, because we already asked them what Shemitah cycle it happened in. I continue to explain the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi had argued and said that we only asked him three questions, not seven. And we continue discussing this at length. Tanya Rav Abraisa, Amar Lahem Rabbi Yossi L'Cham, Rabbi Yossi told L'Cham, and we'll divrei him according to you that we asked him seven questions, which Shemitah did it happen in, which year, which month, so on and so forth. Mishabah Fafel comes, Amar he says, Emesh Hargu, yesterday he killed him. Amar Lahem, do we ask him, Be'ezah Shavua, Be'ezah Shana, Be'ezah Chodesh, Be'kam B'chodesh? We ask him all these questions, what Shemitah cycle, what year the Shemitah cycle, what month, what day of the month. He said it happened yesterday, so yesterday's yesterday. What type of questions are you asking him? Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yossi respond to him, L'Drech, according to you, Mishabah Amar Achshav Hargoy, if somebody comes and says, right now, Reuven killed Shimon, Amar Lahem, do they ask him, Be'ezah Yom, what day did it happen, Be'ezah Shah, what time, Be'ezah Makam, in what place? We're not going to ask him what day it happened or what time. It happened right now. Ella, Afagav Deloy Tzarech, even though we don't need to ask him these questions, Rumin Ale, we still ask him a whole bunch anyway, because Reb Shimon Elazar, just like Reb Shimon Elazar, we learned about him in the previous parak, that we make the Eid Meshuggah, we schlep them from here to there and from there to here in order to tire them out. And it's the same thing that even if we know for sure when it happened, because they say it happened yesterday, we're still going to ask them all these questions. Hachanam so to here, Afagav Deloy Tzarech, even though we don't need to ask them all these questions, Rumin Ale, like Reb Shimon Elazar, we're going to ask them these questions like Reb Shimon Elazar, make them Meshuggah, ask them all these details, even though we know it happened yesterday. Rabbi Yossi, he would respond to that by saying, Emesh Hargoy, Shchech Brav Edios. The fact that Edom are going to come in and say that yesterday Reuven killed Shimon, that's common by many Edios, that they're going to come in the day after they saw something and say it happened yesterday. And therefore, we don't have to ask all the questions, what year, what this, what that. We just simply ask what day, what time, and what place. Whereas Achshav Hargoy, he killed him right now, Leshchech Brav Edios, that's not common in the vast majority of Edios. Usually, a person's not going to run to Beis Din the very moment they saw something. And therefore, the basic questions that we're drawing up, that we're going to ask these Edim is not based off of this random case that they're going to come and give Eidos right away. And we can explain the Mishnah where we had said that Dayanim asked the Edim, Makirin Atem Oisai, did you recognize him? And Tanabana, we have a Brisa that details this more. Makirin Atem Oisai, did you recognize him? The victim. Nachri Harag, Yisrael Harag, did he kill a guy or did he kill a Yid? And Esrei Simba, did you warn him? Meaning Kibel Olav Hasra, did he accept Hasra upon himself? Did he say, Afal Pikain, I know that it's wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway? And Hitter Atmel Misa, was he Matir himself to Misa? Meaning, did he know which specific Misa he's going to get? It has to be that he knows that he's going to get skila, and he says, Afal Pikain, I know I'm going to get skila, but nonetheless, I'm going to do this. Hamas Besechidei Dibor, did he kill him Besechidei Dibor? Meaning, you warned him not to do this. He knew that he wasn't allowed to do it. And Toichidei Dibor, of your warning, he killed the fellow. Is that what happened? More questions. Avid Avad Zara, if he was Avid Avad Zara, they asked the Edim, Esmi Avad, who did he serve? Lepa'ar Avad, Lamarkulis Avad. Did he serve Avad Zara Pa'ar or Markulis? And Uba Me Avad, how did he serve? Bezivuach, did he shech the carbon? Bekiter, did he burn the carbon? Benisuch, did he pour wine? Beshtachava, did he bow down? These are the four things that are going to have a person Misa, and these are the specific questions that have to be asked. And we're going to pause over here for the day and start tomorrow with a whole discussion of exactly what the Asra has to be like. We just mentioned over here that the fellow has to understand the warning, he has to say Afal Pikain, he has to know what type of Misa he's getting, and we're going to discuss what the source for that is, how we know it. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.